Slowly but surely.
Upgrade you. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Tanners Podcast. Crew's all here.
Hi.
Had to take the last week off, so we apologize for that, but life happens and schedules get busy, and you know what? Y'all will get over it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Thanks for those who reached out, asked, you know, or was looking for it or responded to our messages. But thank you because of that, because we know that you're listening and paying attention to what we're doing, and we appreciate it.
That's awesome. What's
going on, guys?
Hey, Shit, not much, bud. Chilling. Big chilling.
Big chill. So, I guess we'll get right into it. What's not so chill is some rap beef.
Yes.
Well, can anyone take it away?
To be honest, I'm kind of enjoying it right now. Because it was just so random. And the thing is, you know, and people have talked about it, is that rap, a lot of things have been very friendly lately, but like in rap, where usually people go at each other and that kind of stuff, it's been very, especially with like the more high profile artists, they've all at least appeared on the surface to be very friendly, you know,
for sure,
featured in each other's tracks and given free features and this kind of stuff. And like, and it's just like all out of the blue, like I saw that, you know, like Metro Boomin has been doing a lot of stuff with Future. And they had a track with Kendrick Lamar, and I kept seeing all this stuff about it. And I'm like, all right, it hadn't been that long since Kendrick Lamar actually dropped something. He had an album not too long ago. And then I found out that it's like he's like actually going after people. Like,
yeah,
going after Drake, going after J. Cole, and this and that. And then all of a sudden, like, J. Cole responded, but then it was not really that great. And then he ended up it was okay.
Well, you can't say, I mean, the Kendrick Lamar was the big thing from it, but both Metro Boomin and Future were taking shots at Drake on their album.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Is all pretty much just a diss mixtape towards Drake.
Right. And like the thing is, it's not, and I mean, and that's the thing, like, it's not a secret. Like, I like Drake, but I like Future too. And it just seems like, I think that if somebody dedicates an entire album to trying to diss you, doesn't that mean you automatically win?
No.
No.
You don't? Somebody dedicated an album to you?
So you think...
Wait, the person that made the album wins?
I'm not talking about winning the beef. I'm talking about, like, if someone takes the time out of their day to create this whole album towards trying to take you down or whatever, I feel like the person that it's about is automatically going to win that.
No.
I do. Like,
so let me put this in some logic for you. So you're saying that
they took the time
that Mike Jones won the Chamillionaire beef then?
No, Chamillionaire is the one who made the album. Well, okay, yep. To a degree.
No.
I'm talking about I'm like Chamillionaire had better shit, right?
I'm going to say this. I understand that that's your opinion. I disagree with your opinion.
Same.
This is one of those things where all three of us, for whatever reason, won't agree.
No, I feel like there's two things. I mean, as far as like maybe it's two sides to the battle. So it's like, okay, you're getting all these people to jump in on it and all this and that, but like, I guess if it was like from a personal standpoint, I'd be like, motherfucker, you had to get a whole album and get all these people to come at me. I'm saying, from a personal standpoint, I'd be like, fuck you and them, because look at all this time you wasted on me. That's how I would look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's probably the very
that's very Drake.
the very right now type thing.
But that's very somebody. That's very somebody who's not good at rap beefs.
But
that's what they would say.
But that's the thing. So Drake actually did come out with a response song, and I thought it was actually pretty decent.
No,
you don't like Drake though. So you're gonna automatically.
No, Drake's had one good diss track. One.
Oh, the Meek Mill.
Yes, the one he won a Grammy for.
Right.
Which is up there with one of the best diss tracks ever made in the history of hip hop.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not saying that this is that. I'm just saying compared to the shit that they're saying, like it's just a better diss track than the shit that they're saying.
It's not.
It is.
And I'm gonna tell you
it's
why.
It's so much more relevant.
I'm gonna tell you why real quick. Why Drake is pathetic.
Damn.
Because when he went at Kendrick Lamar and said, drop and get me 50, and it was a play on words, meaning if he drops something, TDE gets 50%, which is the lamest way to say that.
Okay, does that not suck, though?
You know what else sucks? When Pusha T called him out for the same stuff.
All right, see, that's... I'm not done. Steph, I like Pusha T, too. That's what's influencing you right now.
I'm not done.
Leave Pusha T out of it.
You gotta let me finish my reasoning.
Seth, I like him, too.
You gotta let me finish my reasoning.
I like Pusha T, too.
I finish my reasoning, and I give you the season.
Wow, let me tell you.
Keep it between Lamar and him.
I've been fighting with people on Twitter getting ready for this. Drake was saying that was lame to watch Pockets. Now, for him to do the same thing, he always does that, though. For him to do the same thing is pathetic. It's like when he went crying to LeBron James. He was too mean. He crossed a line. He shouldn't have done that.
The thing is, that's
not what this is about.
I'm not saying it was over the line, but the thing, I guess what his whole thing was like, he went, dude, Pusha T went like deep six on his ass, though.
First and foremost,
he went and dug up some shit that nobody knew about.
Drake said the name of Pusha T's wife on a record.
I know.
No one knew her name. So he said, oh, we're dropping names.
I'm getting babies.
Oh, no.
I'm not going back.
Run it back. Drake didn't say he went too far.
Drake is not good at this. Drake is not good at this. I'm telling y'all, Drake is not good.
It's not what he does.
He's got Future, who is borderline a preschooler in rap, and one of the better producers right now, beefing with him.
Right.
And we all know producers are not good at beefing.
No. But they're not. Drake spent his entire career ignoring that kind of stuff until Pusha T for whatever fucking reason. He ignored Pusha T's diss for a long time because I don't think he wanted any part of that until he decided one day that he did.
He wasn't ready.
And it didn't work out.
He knew better. So that's why him doing this to Kendrick Lamar is not going to work out.
I just don't know. But the thing is, Kendrick Lamar doesn't diss people either, really. So Kendrick Lamar is good at rapping, though. He is.
Very good.
Drake's a good rapper, too, though.
No. Drake's a good entertainer.
Oh, stop it.
Drake is Nelly.
Drake is not Nelly.
Wow. I disagree with that.
Come on,
Drake. He's a party rapper. He's got bangers.
He's not just a party rapper. I'm not saying he's the most lyrical dude on the planet, but like... I know you don't want to give him any credit, but it's...
No, I'm not. I'm giving him all the credit in the world.
He's better than that.
I am giving him all the credit in the world. Nelly made a ton of money. Nelly was very popular in our generation.
Nelly's broke right now.
But he doesn't have any hits.
You can't say...
Nelly doesn't have any hits?
You can't say they both have catchy tunes.
Not any new ones.
You can't say that just because they both have catchy tunes, that means they're the same... the same person.
No, I'm saying he's both very good entertainers.
He is, but like he also is.
Drake is top tier. He has a lot of hip hop albums. Nelly.
He just so happened to transcend.
I'm not even a big Drake. I'm not even a big Drake fan, but I gotta admit, man, Drake is one of the top artists in the world.
I'm not. See, you're taking this literal. Stop taking things literal. I'm saying Drake is the Nelly of this generation.
Oh,
I can't run with it, man.
I can't.
I can't run with that.
It's true.
It's not. That's an opinion, but
I can't run with that.
You can have that opinion.
Did Nelly sing? Did Nelly sing on his albums?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people sing on their albums.
So he's Ja Rule too.
Hey, Bubba.
No,
you said it.
Ja Rule.
Come on,
Drew Hill.
Mudhake.
If an artist just so happens to transcend their genre, it doesn't automatically make them something else.
But did Nelly have Degrassi?
He's still. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff that's not hip hop, but still, at his core, that's what he does. He's just has been in a lot of different lanes.
Drake's a much bigger star than Nelly.
You're taking it completely wrong.
Okay.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
I don't necessarily have a dog in this fight. I just, you know.
I'm not saying he's jumping in when I Nelly.
Have some.
I think he's literally Nelly. What I'm saying, he's the Nelly of this generation.
Gross oversimplification of.
No.
I don't know.
If that's how you want to look at it.
Well, y'all think he's one of the best rappers right now?
Yes.
Out right now.
And I don't really like Drake, so
now there's not very many of them. But yeah.
His album was garbage.
Which
For
one?
My dogs?
And what's
y'all wanna sit here and tell me that was good?
I like a lot of songs off of it.
Oh, Kenny.
It's not his best album, but like he's had good albums.
Yeah, I don't disagree. He's had really good pop.
I mean, we can't just like graze.
He's definitely pop rap, though. I'll give you that.
Album. I'm sorry, Richard.
He's definitely pop rap, though.
You know who else is pop rap?
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm just opening y'all's eyes.
Some man
y'all
from St.
y'all
Louis.
Are sitting there saying I'm saying this as a open. Bad thing. I'm not saying this as a bad thing.
That's a diss to Drake though. Drake's absolutely. Much more higher tier than Nelly.
Don't try to dress it up as something. It's a cut. All right.
It is.
I know when somebody's got a knife out.
Maybe it's a cut to Nelly fans, but it's the truth.
Come on.
Maybe it's a cut to Drake fans. You know, Drake stands out there.
I mean, I knew you were going to have this take because he just does not like Drake whatsoever. And that's fine. So I knew he would probably have this take.
I don't know. Like, You're right. I don't like Drake the rapper. You're right. I don't think he's good. I think we've come to find out he's not really built for it.
For beef?
For rap. He needs to stay in that. Actually, I take that back. He's not Nelly because Nelly like murdered KRS-One.
He's had good, rap songs. Come on, like it's not just all his popular songs.
His first three albums.
Y'all are sitting there
non-stop
saying I've never
bangers.
Y'all want to sit here and say that I said he didn't have good songs? That's not what I've said at all. I said he has bangers.
I said rap songs. He has good rap songs that aren't
his first
that
album.
Aren't
his first album was hits. A really good rap album.
He has other albums. that is just a matter of opinion. So it just
when he was Young Money,
that doesn't really matter.
When he was Young Money, and he had to give half his money to Baby and the other half to Wayne.
Yeah, somebody said that one time, right?
Yeah,
in a rap, actually.
Hey, it is what it is. That's what it was at the time. So,
Okay.
Can we consider the Pusher T? Sorry, Pusha T moment similar to the T.I. and Ludacris almost beef.
It's a similar take, yeah. I mean,
where it was like some warning
shots. The thing is, though, I'm just saying, like, I feel like his diss record was better than the shit that I just feel like, at least what we've heard so far, like, for me, like, the Kendrick thing, it had a couple of little good little bars, but, like, it's not.
Neither of them are great.
Time out. I'm gonna take your logic.
Oh man.
Kendrick Lamar had a couple little bars. Drake had to do a whole song.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
So he has like 50 people going after him right now. So yeah, he addressed multiple people at one time.
But
it wasn't just for Kendrick. It wasn't just for Kendrick Lamar. Said,
that is your logic, though, Kenny.
Kendrick Lamar said, "Fuck the big three. I'm big me." And okay. Drake got his panties in a wad and said, "You split all your money, and you have size 7 shoes."
That's just being petty because he don't like them. So, but
is that not what he said?
Literally came out of nowhere. The dude literally came out of nowhere and dissed him for no reason. So, would you just rather him just like say nothing?
All right. So
the last time he came out of nowhere, he dissed half the industry and did the same thing.
That wasn't even really a diss, though.
That's Kendrick.
That was like a challenge
It was a diss. That's what it was.
It was just to try to get the competitive juices flowing. Like he said it himself.
He's always come out of nowhere.
Nah, this is more. This is different. I feel like
this is what Kendrick does. This is his MO.
Nah, they were still cool at the time though. This is something different. Like,
I don't think it was.
No,
yes,
no.
It is different. This is different. It is. So why do you think it's not different when he comes out of nowhere and then all these other people start jumping in and it's all on the same album? Like this is all
obviously something happened in the background. Obviously something happened where Drake fucked over some people.
But so is that what it's all about? I'm trying to ask what this is about.
To be honest with you, Richard, there's no real start point.
Nobody's got money. That's the thing. Nobody fucking knows. Like, somebody was like, "Oh, well, he something about Future's ex girlfriend. I don't know, something about an ex.
Is it fake
or ex baby mama or something like that?"
No, there's some real ties to this because it's. I don't know if y'all heard the Rick Ross track, which was a banger.
That shit was slaw. Come on, bro.
What was it, slaw?
This shit sucks. Are you serious?
He said the man got a nose job.
But he fucking obviously didn't.
Didn't he? Didn't he? I seen the pictures. I ain't so sure.
He keeps calling him BBL Drizzy or something. That's a Brazilian butt lift. That's not even the nose.
He said he got one. He said how you got 26% body fat and abs? Rick Ross.
I ain't gonna lie, I like Rick Ross.
Rick Ross said to Drake, "How are you fat and have abs?" Rick Ross said, "How are you fat and have abs?"
That doesn't even make any sense, though.
Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Hilarious.
Which part? Which part?
One, because of who it's coming from. Two, you can't be fat and have abs. Like none of that makes sense.
You can if you got implants.
No, come
BBL
on.
Drake.
See, now you're on some. Now you're on some bullshit. Because he.
No, it's hilarious.
Hey, no, it's not because it doesn't make any sense. He said he had a nose job, and then they show pictures of him, and it has the same fucking nose.
He ain't got the same nose. He got a nose job.
Oh, stop it.
He didn't get no nose job.
If you sit here and say a Rick Ross fucking diss record is actually worth some fucking salt, like you're just.
You don't like Ricky Rose?
You're drinking the Kool-Aid on the other side. Dude.
He don't like Rick Ross. I like Rick Ross, man. In how long?
And he's just going to try to jump in. And think about how many hits that he was on with Drake that was only hits because of Drake anyways.
Ooh.
Ooh. You act like Rick Ross ain't got hits.
Back then.
Dude.
Stop it.
Rick's got some slaps, son.
Yeah. His like back in the day.
No, he's got some new slaps. I mean,
still relevant. Mm-hmm.
Still relevant. Relevant to who?
See, dude, I did not realize Kenny was this big of a Drake stan. This is
eye opening,
dude. It is.
It's way
why does it have to be a stan? I'm just trying to say because like everybody else is ready to pile on him, but I'm just like
you're like, don't you dare pick on my friend.
I said
you
couldn't pick on him. I didn't even say. I just said that his diss. Record I mean, was better than what
yelling,
I'm hearing from
yelling
them.
At us. It's practically yelling
well,
at us about
put,
it.
Well, Kendrick hasn't put out a record.
Right. I'm just saying, I'm talking about collectively from all the other 20 people that are trying to diss him at the current time, is nobody's really had anything that's that great.
Sounds like they're jealous.
Sounds like they might be. I don't know.
I think a little bit of it is jealousy, but I think something happened. Because
of who
background.
It is. Because Drake is just so easy. It's such an easy target.
If it's some play for relevancy or some play to sell albums or something like that, I mean, it's kind of that's pathetic.
But Kendrick don't even need to go there. It's kind of like, in a way.
But think about this. Look at what if they're putting this album together and they're like, "Hey, we got this track. and this is what the album's going to be about. You got something to say? And he's like, yeah, fuck it. I got something to say. So he hops on it. I don't think it's much more than that. For Kendrick Lamar, that's the thing. Like, for Kendrick Lamar, I don't even think it's just that big of a deal. And it's like, I think Drake probably felt like he had to respond with something because it's like everybody's coming at him for some reason.
Maybe.
If it would have just been Kendrick Lamar and that's it, maybe he wouldn't have said anything. I don't know.
No, he would have said something. He would have had to say something because somebody in his camp would have been like, you can't just let him say this.
I don't know.
I mean, he's got to appear tough. That's what happened.
Well, no, but this is the thing you're right about. Like, I don't think that that's where he is going. Where he's going to prevail is trying to, like, trade disses with, like, and that's the thing. Don't get me wrong. Like, Kendrick Lamar, as far as, like, a lyricist, is, like, fucking beyond, above and beyond what Drake can do. So it's like,
yeah,
could he definitely put out a higher quality diss track than Drake can? Oh, fucking 100%. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, he hasn't done that yet. And fuck, he might not, because he may not care that much.
But Drake,
or Drake could get Jay Prince to say again, you know, he's got something that would end Kendrick's career. So I told him not to put it out.
Fucking just do it. I mean, if everybody's
I'll praise to Jay Prince. No disrespect.
If everybody's coming at me, I'm dumping the hard drive. No disrespect,
dude. you didn't pick up what I meant by that Jay Prince shot, did you?
No, I didn't hear you.
Because that's what he did with Pusha T.
Well. Drake did not win that, so I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not gonna sit here and rehash that because that's came and went. He lost that easily.
And see, that's how I know he's not a real stan, right there. Because a real stan would have been like, "Oh no, really? If you think about it," and then it would have been just like me slamming my head against a wall for 30 minutes.
So it was halfway stan.
Jesus,
halfway
Christ.
Stan.
No, we talked about this in the past. I'm like, that was such a lopsided. Dude, his diss was absolutely obliterating.
Yeah.
Just because of the sheer magnitude of the stuff he was talking about and how accurate it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some shit that nobody knew about. And it was dirty in the best way.
Like, beef.
Hey, man, if you got something like that in your pocket, like.
And I think that's where my real resentment for Drake comes from. Is, and I'm being dead serious, like, Pusha T was locked and loaded. I mean, he said, I got a surgical summer.
Okay. And reloaded.
Like, I'm a cut motherfuckers this year. It's going to be surgical.
God, that album so
he
fucking.
He had three songs that are not released. Three.
To this day?
To this day.
Look, he didn't have to.
He has said it in interviews.
It was over.
It was over after the first one.
Think about that. But he had Jay Prince come in and say there was a song that would have ruined everybody's careers and we didn't want to do that. And then Pusha came out and said, release it. And then he went and cried at the barbershop. And that was the end of the beat.
No, so this is where I will 100% agree. That whole thing with that whole Jay Prince thing, that was some cornball shit. On both their sides. Like, don't say you got something like that. If you got something like that, fucking drop that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if you didn't, you know what that means? You ain't got it. You don't have.
Put you in the place, yeah. I mean,
I think he was trying to scare. I think at that point Drake was trying to scare. Well, Drake was trying to scare up us, get him to release another song,
or get him to leave him alone.
There was the part where. I don't know if y'all remember this from the Joe Budden podcast where Pusha T went on and he said, yeah, Drake was paying people for information about me.
Which I 100% don't doubt at all.
No. And again, I take that and I apply that to every beef that Drake is in now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of that stuff opened my eyes to it. So, like, the whole TDE stuff with Kendrick Lamar, they didn't leave on the best terms, but they don't hate each other. So, for sure, like, that's how Drake got that information.
I guess it's just, I mean, he's just, you know, trying to, he's, to a degree, you just got to go with what you got, I guess. And I guess the best thing that he's got right now.
I am interested in if Kendrick even responds because Kendrick kind of is like, I said what I said. I don't need to say anything else. And if he's like me, he's like, that Drake shot really wasn't even that big of a deal. Yeah, it was my first contract I signed. Yeah, they usually that happens to rappers on their first contract. Ask Drake. He knows.
I think it's good for hip hop.
He could say something like that, you know.
And it could be Kendrick Lamar just trying to drum this kind of shit up. Because some of the best songs and best albums and shit came in the midst of some serious fucking beef. Yeah. Or at least competition, like true, actual, real competition, people not being buddy-buddy and all this shit. Because that's the thing, like it is weird, like, you know, like where does it come from? Because like Drake's done albums with a lot of these people. He's done songs with a lot of these people. They've traded each other, have traded features and not charged each other, which is kind of unheard of. So it's like, yeah, it does make you wonder, like, what the fuck? How did they get so many people to like officially come at somebody that at least on the surface has done so many positive things for those people? Like you would feel like it would take a lot. Like what, like I said, I've heard a couple little things. It's like somebody like got Metro Boomin's like credit card information and charged a bunch of stuff. And for some reason he thought Drake had something to do with it. And then like, Something about a relationship with Future and like maybe an ex or a current somebody he's seeing has something to do with that or whatever. But it's like, that's like, to me, that's like, why is that? Is that enough to fucking get people to make an album against somebody? Like, this just seems like, it seems like there has to be more to it. And I'm wondering, like, why have they not just put it out there? Like, what the fuck? What was the clause?
I think. The whole Future and Metro Boomin part of it is they something behind the scenes pissed them off.
I mean, or is
and Kendrick Lamar was like, yeah, I don't care. I'll rattle his cage. I've done it before when I said I took, what did he say? I took sensitive ass rappers in their silk pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. See that is funny.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, it still burns.
I just don't know. Like, this thing, like, I can see, like, from a standpoint, like,
why is other people jumping in?
I don't know, but that's from a marketing standpoint. Like, it's gonna sell albums because beef does sell. Rick Ross is jumping in because the dude nobody has been checking for Rick Ross in a minute. I'm not saying that to diss him. I'm just saying, like, from a music standpoint,
didn't Drake say something about him?
Yeah, after he said something.
Right, so I think he was taken up for Metro Boomin in his situation.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. Rick Ross on the Sunday Conversation was pretty good.
Rick's trying to get some play.
He's got money.
He does have money. Don't get me wrong, he does have money, but I'm just saying, like,
he's still relevant. He's still very relevant in rap.
Okay.
I know he's not Drake, Kenny. We're not trying to say he's Drake, okay? God.
He's an Instagram influencer now. Okay?
I don't know.
He's the Port of Miami. He runs it.
Okay. I didn't realize Kenny hated Rick Ross.
I know.
No, this is the thing. I like a lot of Rick Ross songs. I'm just saying the dude's not relevant right now. And that's not a diss. I'm just saying that to me, that's a fact. And that
that's like saying Jay-Z's not relevant right now.
He's not.
True.
I mean, Jay-Z's always going to be relevant.
In hip-hop right now, current state, he's not.
He's always going to be relevant. He always is.
When he drops something, he'll be relevant, but it's been a minute.
No.
When you earn relevancy, you keep it.
Now, am I
until
saying
you don't.
Rick, now, your response will probably be, well, is Jay-Z Rick Ross? By no means is Jay-Z Rick Ross, but Rick Ross has positioned himself enough to stay relevant in rap for a given period of time.
Like, people know who he is. They haven't forgot about who he is.
Yeah, I mean,
That would mean that you're not relevant.
No means is Rick Ross Ja Rule. No. Or even 50 Cent. Like,
or
50
Nelly.
Cent is still relevant in rap because he keeps himself involved in stuff.
Or Nelly.
Nelly. He just went on tour with Country Grammar. The 25th anniversary.
So he's relevant?
Sure.
Yeah, 50 is the funniest dude in the world, man.
50 is funny.
And he's out here trying to hype the shit up, talking about how he feels like Drake's winning.
He's instigating everything.
He's just trying to get other people.
But he loves
that shit. He's trying to get people to drop more shit is what he's trying to do.
I mean, let's be honest. We win if that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not mad about that.
And that's the thing, like, I am enjoying it because it reminds me of, like, those old school rap beefs and stuff. It's just not, it's not as good, obviously. But, like, back when we listened to, like, we're into rap and stuff heavily, like, growing up, like, that's all there was fucking beef. The rappers beefed with each other all the fucking time. Like, it was a competition thing.
And there was rappers everywhere that were, like, good. One thing that's, like, I don't understand now is where... Everything is either really underground or just above underground or mainstream. And it's like, where's the regional, like 3-6 Mafia for a long time?
Well, it's probably still out there. We just don't listen to it.
We don't know.
Are we just too old?
We're fucking 40.
Yeah. We're not relevant.
Man, I remember, like, you can just kiss the days. You can kiss them goodbye. Y'all remember when T.I. dropped What's Up, What's Happening? And the video came out for it?
Oh, yeah.
And he took that lawn chair and sat outside Shorty Low's projects.
Shorty Low.
And so, like, those days are gone.
Yeah.
That's just not coming back. Where you're getting stuff like that. It sucks. But, I mean
at least we're getting differently. Something. I mean, you're seeing it more on other, like, digital platforms. And it's just not on networks.
And people are trying. I mean, you have The Game tried to call out Eminem.
What?
Yeah. He tried.
And everybody was like, "Why? What are you doing? It's not even don't do that. It's like no one's asking for this. It's not a hot take to say Eminem's popular just because he's white. This was a take. This was Eminem's a 2000s good, take. Why are you, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, this has been debunked. Right.
You got people trying, but it's just
they fail though. Like, name one beef that Eminem's lost.
Well, no, I'm just like,
I mean, no, even on that level, like,
no one's taking that type of
what bait. He on his record so
this
label
is
though?
Really
he was.
This is all we get. This is all we get is this, and that's why everybody's kind of chomping on the bit, waiting for the next song. Where Kendrick doesn't move like that, it's going to be, if there is one, it's going to be days or an album. Yeah. To what Kenny said, we may have to wait for an album, and then it might only be subliminal.
It could just be one of those things that we're waiting for that's just never going to happen.
Exactly.
Did Schoolboy Q ever drop that album?
He dropped a new album recently.
Yeah, okay, I was wondering if he, I knew he was supposed to, I need to go check that out.
It's wild.
It's pretty good.
I don't know if you're going to like it. It's good, it'll grow on it's you, not, but it's wild. It's
100% not mainstream at all.
At all.
I don't even think there's any mainstream songs on there, but it's good.
And see, is it at all similar to his last album?
It's interesting.
It's different.
Uh-huh. It's different. I'm going to have to test it out.
I'll say this, it struck me as one of those albums that you put out when you're trying to get off your record label.
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah.
He literally is like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And he did. Some of it worked. Some of it was different.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right. I like Schoolboy Q a lot, though.
Me too.
That's one person that I'm just always like, no one's ever gone after him. Nobody. And it makes me wonder, he's good, and is he just that connected where people are like, that's just a no-go zone?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered that.
I don't know. I just feel like this day and age, there's not the appetite for it for a lot of people.
People
to get into some beef.
It's soft, man.
It's like financial.
I think it's just, that's just where we are as a society. It's like nobody's really trying to do all that.
Everybody's too afraid to become Ja Rule.
I think they're just worried about being canceled.
Well, no, I would say to a degree, that's probably right. Like, if somebody does have real like rap, like beef that they want to like put on in a rap, like they probably are worried about like
losing,
yeah. Because like,
yeah,
think about how much shit is out there on people nowadays. Like,
oh, social media and videos.
Everybody puts everything online. You can find shit from like who knows how long ago. That you think
surveillance videos,
yeah, dude. Like, so,
like it's It's hard to be transparent.
Also, there's not a lot of good
rappers. I mean, it's hard to not be.
To be fair, there's not a lot of good rappers either, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
And when
a good rapper goes against a bad rapper or someone who's not as good at rapping, it's just not a fair fight.
Yeah, and the problem, and
I feel like to us, the newer rappers are more for that teenage generation that we're just, it's just not for us.
No, that's true. But the thing is, the legitimate rappers that people will consider like good rappers.
Yeah.
Even now.
There's maybe 10.
Well, the problem is probably less than that.
That are still putting out albums.
But most of them are like, at least were, quote unquote, like cool with each other.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like, that's why we never saw any of it, because your top five rappers were doing songs with each other.
Yeah.
And there was no regional beef or any shit like that. Like, people would have little slick disses here and there that you thought might be about somebody, but like it was all subs.
I think a lot of them have kind of grown up too, and they all have money, and they're like,
"Fuck it,
that's probably not worth risking my life." Look what happened to Young Dolph.
Yeah, they're just worried about fucking investing money and doing, you know,
doing business shit.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking forward to seeing if anything interesting comes out of it. But it's been kind of stupid so far.
We all just basically saying we're ready for some gangster shit to happen.
I just want some good songs to come out of it.
I just want songs.
All been kind of like, to me, it's all been kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't hit.
Especially Drake.
We haven't hit.
All that I
you know that you have. Cool, dude.
You know,
that's cool.
You know you listen to that.
That's cool. That's cool rap. I like when he raps like that. Y'all hear Drake rapping?
I grew up on convict music. Now I'm listening to shower music.
Yeah. Dude.
Drake's it's the new Quiet Storm.
He listens to Just Hold On, We're Going Home.
If Drake put out a Quiet Storm album, it would be fire as fuck.
Dude, he could put out an R&B album and it would be fire.
Most of his albums are R&B, right?
He kind of has.
I mean, halfway.
Lately, for sure, he's had a good mix of.
I mean, of shit. Songs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Drake's I'm waiting for him to beef with 112.
I mean, dude, wait. He's coming for John B.
Oh, shit. Not John B. And for the younger folks, we're not talking about the Netflix show with the...
Oh, yeah. No. Look up Banks. R&B singer John B. Do yourself a favor. You'll appreciate it.
They don't know about this here.
He has some hits.
Can't hate on John B.
Can't hate on John B. I mean, Drake does, but, you know, that's...
He is John B. He's a new John B.
Oh, my God.
They kind of look alike, too. Except one has nose done.
One got his nose done. He for real got his nose done.
I don't think he did.
I convinced myself. I was looking at pictures last night. I was like, that motherfucker got his nose done.
Rick Ross got his fucking body done. Like...
Body by who though?
That's why he ain't left Toronto. He had all that surgery done.
I think he got mad.
That's why he's wearing those. That's why he's wearing those motorcycle jackets on stage. Dude, how lame! First off, you're doing concerts.
I don't know what's going on with that.
With motorcycle jackets on.
I can't co-sign that. I see that every time.
Drake's fashion has been whacked the entire time.
Every time he posts that on Instagram, I'm like, what is going on with the Moto GT outfit? Like, what is going on?
Dude, he's got a...
I can't explain
it. It accentuates his...
He always has some fucked up fashion going on.
Yeah, he's on some weird shit sometimes. A lot of people are. A lot of people on some weird shit, but he does some different stuff.
I did like his feature in Dave, though, the Lil Dicky's FX show. His appearance in there. It's pretty good.
Oh.
They went to Africa.
Interesting. Well.
Yeah, there's that.
More to come. So, who knows?
Yeah, but back to the whole This is why I enjoy rap beef. These conversations. It's funny. You don't have to take them too seriously until you find someone who does take it seriously, and then you just troll them into oblivion. And that's what me and Richard did to Kenny today. Is just put him in a blender.
I don't take it that serious, and I don't think y'all.
You got in your feelings about Drake.
I don't have any feelings about Drake.
So this podcast can or cannot be called Halfway Stan?
No.
Okay.
I will say this. Somebody needs to come out. I need an old school. The next diss song I hear needs to be an old school throwback type diss track. Take it back to the mixtape days where you rap over someone else's beat and just go after somebody. That's what I need.
I mean, there's a...
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Like, I need Kendrick to go and rap over Best I Ever Had and just murder Drake. That's what needs to happen. Anything less, I'll just be disappointed. Because that's part of what was fun. Whenever you used to rap on someone else's beat.
Oh, it was the ultimate diss, too.
Yeah, it was.
Take your song and just...
Put it out for free.
Talk Boom. That shit.
He's not. I don't
listen to this track.
He could do it. That's the thing. Does anybody care enough to like really
go after somebody like that?
Like for real. Man. Well, I mean, so they're trying right now. Like I said, I don't know. It's just so uninspiring. I guess it's cool that it's happening, but it's just like.
How do you feel about J. Cole and his horrible ass diss?
I didn't like it. And this is the thing, I've been one of the biggest fans of J. Cole ever since people didn't even know who the fuck he was. And I'm still like, why did you even drop that? And then it was so bad, he basically had to apologize after the fact.
Damn. Well, he apologized because he said, I don't even want to be in this.
Right.
I'm not. He
makes me sound, it makes it seem like it was some manufactured shit and they were just going to get all these people involved. And then J. Cole was just like, eh.
This is lame. But like, dude, this is the thing. If you're not going to be in it, then don't drop something. Like, put more effort into it or something. But just don't drop the record because it wasn't good.
It really wasn't.
It was just kind of like...
Eminem's advice.
The tempo was soft. Like, the whole thing was just... It wasn't good. It was pointless. And if you drop something like that and you have to talk about it afterwards, then you just shouldn't have done it.
Right. I need to take Eminem's advice. Pick up a pencil and make it suspenseful.
Yeah.
Woo.
I mean, if you want to just take the high road and not say nothing, just do that.
That's what I would do if I was that Cole. I would have just been like...
I don't need this.
I don't care. I would look Drake in his face and said, I don't care.
Or like,
that'd go hard in itself.
Look, if Kendrick don't want to be in a big three, that's cool. We'll replace him. It's fine.
I'd almost respect that more. Like, nah, man, y'all ain't with that shit.
I don't know.
See? But don't say something. Don't drag me into it.
Yeah.
But I dare you to say something.
I have
Please say now, something.
And the thing is, they got me hooked though, because I have been checking.
Please say the baby.
Some of my normal sites just to see what the current stuff is, and it's nothing good. And I'm like, it's just all stupid.
Need Weezy back.
No, that's another rapper that was horrible at diss tracks.
He can't. You know, he cannot jump into this.
Yeah, because he has to get somebody to write him.
Yeah, Weezy was really bad about having people write his rhymes too. It's just like his Drake.
If they keep it with as like the whole like Drake versus everybody else type deal, then like, all right, it might be interesting. But it is odd that you don't really hear, like, there's not a lot of other rappers like come into his defense.
Well, really. That's why
I just wonder what's going on. It's weird. Like,
I think that makes me
Drake's burned some bridges. I really do.
Maybe.
I guess. It's just weird. I guess you don't, but you feel like you would have heard something by now.
Nah. Like, well, I think that's what we're hearing now, where people are coming out and being like, you're fake. You're not who you say you
but
are.
But it's just weird. Like, he hops on, like, I guess it could always be something else, but like, he hops on these features, especially with artists that aren't even known. And he does these features, and he doesn't even, like, a lot of times doesn't even charge people for the features.
Well, he does that to have one in his pocket in case they start popping.
I get, yeah, that
like,
makes sense.
I'm smart to Drake.
And the thing is, if he hears a hot song and he's like, "Man, this is gonna be a hit. If I hop on it, it's gonna get nationwide buzz." And it does. Even if he doesn't directly profit from it, it does still help.
It is smart business because he's going, "Man, this song's gonna be a hit. I better jump on it so people think it's a hit,
right?
Because of me."
Well, I mean, it has worked. But it has also gotten lesser known artists some play.
Yeah.
So I mean, so you see a lot of positive things, but like the stuff that we don't know about is the stuff we don't know about.
A lot of the people that he features that are nobodies that he features on their songs, or quote unquote nobodies, I should say.
I would say, yeah, we're nobodies. Yeah.
He steals their style in a lot of his raps too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has happened, right, Kenny?
He has had similar cadences to in the songs. Like, I don't know if he's stealing it, or if he's just trying to like keep with the theme of the song. And he's trying to do the same kind of deal.
He's done it a lot on his albums too.
Yeah, he changes his cadence and stuff a lot. I don't know. I guess that's debatable.
I mean, he does. I mean,
He sponges off of artists.
I would say,
he does get inspiration from a lot of different artists because he changes. He does change the style a lot, and it does tend to sound like his different styles do tend to sound like somebody. But yes, he has some of his own stuff that you would say is like his flow or whatever. But yeah, he does tend to borrow sounds, especially when he starts going into different like genres and shit like that. They're like kind of way off base.
I mean, and a lot of the times, and I mean, it's just, I mean, these are things that have been pointed out. Like a lot of them are eerily similar. A lot of them are reaches to say that, oh, this sounds like this guy, you know, but I mean, stuff like that has come up. I'm sorry. I had to beat up your friend, Kenny.
He's not my friend. We can have differing opinions. It's okay.
The best time sometimes. Best conversation.
I mean, some of the best pop artists out there know when to change their style up. No. Look at Miley Cyrus.
Good Lord.
Hey. I rock with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Her and Drake, one and the same.
They're kind of similar, honestly. look at their lives, though. Like, seriously.
Next subject.
Child star, young.
Next subject. I'm being a jerk. Christ. I don't want to make Kenny that mad.
There's some similarities, though. No. I'm saying life-wise, not necessarily song-wise. I mean, unless you count
next subject.
Kenny.
Now
Kenny, I'll get this changed. You ready, Kenny? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
How was WrestleMania?
It was tight. It was good. It was real good. One of the best, probably, in the last 20 years. Probably the best of the last 20 years.
I've heard.
How good it was.
I actually read an article. Thank you. Okay. Credit to me. I've read an article about WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And the person that wrote the article said, in all seriousness, this might be one of the best WrestleManias ever as far as WrestleManias go. He goes, because it kind of brought us out of this, and he's talking from a fan's perspective, it brought us out of this dark era where everything was just bad, and that's why it means more. So
yeah, you kinda 100%.
You get that?
Yeah, I definitely feel that way about WWE for sure, and you know, when they are at their best, everybody else that's outside of the company elevate themselves to be that level. And it just makes pro wrestling across the board that much more entertaining and good. And with this WrestleMania was definitely a line in the sand of like, this is no longer Vince's WWE. This is Triple H and the crew that he's put together and Nick Khan, and we're doing this shit the right way. And this is just the start of this. And so far, it's fucking good. And I'm very happy to see what's going on.
Cool, cool.
But the other thing, just to kind of bring in a few points for you two specifically, The Rock was damn good for what he needed to do in this WrestleMania. And getting out there and getting in the ring and stuff, not, you know, looking bad like like he could, like, you know, like some people that try to come back, he was fine and he did good, and you would be proud of him. Kenny.
That's good.
Now, man. Kenny, you said you were going to, I know you were asking when his match was, like, you showed some, excuse me.
Sorry
about that. Yeah, I couldn't. But you showed some interest in it. Were you able to catch it?
I didn't. I kind of wish I would have, honestly.
Okay.
Just to see. Yeah, Peacock. But the thing is, yeah, but like, I don't know any of the whole, like, yeah, I like The Rock, but like, I haven't followed any of like the lead up, like the storyline. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So it just wouldn't, I know just watching the match wouldn't hit the same.
It don't take long to catch on what The Rock's doing.
I know, but like, but you know what I'm saying? Like they have all weeks and weeks of all this build up, and that's part of what makes, or at least like what made for me, like watching it back in the day, like that's what made the big events big, was not always just the match, but it's like the lead up to the
story.
The match, right.
The story, and that's what's so good right now, that there's so many, all the stories make sense and they're good and they're to a high level. And even like the mid card or the low card, you know, people, they all have something going on and everything makes sense. And so that's why it's just so good right now, where when the last, you know, 10, 15 years, it's just been kind of like limping along, you know, like, yeah. I mean, there's been some really good moments and some really good things, but like, it's never been this solid all the way through, maybe ever.
Now, have they, I don't know how I want to quite phrase this, but what's the next pay-per-view?
It's Backlash. They usually have like it's one of their smaller ones right after WrestleMania. But the thing is, they're going to have it. The thing that they're doing, a lot of their small stuff is in like other countries. And so when the fans, when they go to these, the fans are like on a level 10, and it makes it even, you know, more entertaining, because if you watch a wrestling show with a dead crowd, it really does a lot of damage to the show. But so they're doing this show in France. And so it's going to be cool, because they don't get to see them that often. And 9 times out of 10, they end up being a really good crowd.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. I was going to say, so you don't, you're, let me ask you this. Your expectations are high right now. What's the next big pay-per-view where they really need to show up to let you know, like, okay.
Well, SummerSlam would be in close to August. That's usually, I mean, they have four, or they're made, like WWE has four major ones. It's Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam and Survivor Series. Those are their four main ones. So one's in January, April, August, November.
Okay. So you expect SummerSlam to be as good, if not better, than what WrestleMania was?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't expect it, no, but I think it'll be damn good.
Okay. It's fair. So you're like, okay, I'm kind of, even if it falls short of WrestleMania, it still better be right in line almost with what WrestleMania was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's, they're putting on such a good putting out such a good product and such good shows. And I don't see that changing. It's just going to get better.
Okay. That's cool. I actually had to look up, who's the con that works for WWE?
Nick Khan.
I had to look and see if he was related to the other Khan.
No, he's not.
Not at all.
Nick Khan actually was a like agent, like a sports agent.
Yeah,
I think it's how he got in the business. And
well, come to
is
find
now
out,
the running WWE.
I read something where the article I was reading was like, they don't like each other either.
Nick Khan and Tony Khan?
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe they do, like, maybe they don't.
That's kind of weird to just be out of nowhere, but I guess maybe. who knows with agents and stuff like that. It could be anything.
They just can't get along, huh?
Oh! Kenny's back, baby. I missed you, Kenny. Glad you're back.
And I'll say this, like, this is how, like, for a second there, it seemed like AEW was kind of taking over.
That was the gist that I got from listening to things that you were saying. At least during, right. especially during like COVID and all that, right? Because they were like,
right after COVID, they were still
doing it.
WWE, yeah. It felt like WWE was copying a lot of what AEW was doing.
I wouldn't say copying. I just think that they weren't being smart, and AEW was.
That's fair.
Like they were making, like, their product made sense and their storylines made sense where WWE's did not. And so now WWE's so damn good that AEW is just reeling. Like they're reeling so hard that they had to put out some old footage of CM Punk like legit fighting with some people in the back. Now that CM Punk's in WWE. And they're releasing this footage to try to like, oh, well, you know, trying to be a little bit relevant because WWE's taking off so damn, you know, like they're going in the opposite direction. It's like almost like, you know, the very similar to WCW and WWE. Once WWE figured it out, you know what I mean? With like Stone Cold and The Rock and Undertaker, they took off like a rocket ship, and WCW went backwards because they couldn't figure out how to compete to that higher level. And it feels like that's what's happening right now, even though I feel like AEW has probably five or six of the top wrestlers in the world, but they just can't. But that's all they really have.
The other part of that is it's not really news that CM Punk maybe not a nice person.
He's not for everybody.
That's for sure. Like, so I don't get what putting that out does for you. Besides,
it backfired. It made him look more relevant because he went on Ariel Helwani's podcast, and this whole situation has been a huge situation in the pro wrestling world of what this CM Punk fight and him being fired because he finally came back and all this stuff. So it was a big time deal, and so he went on the podcast and basically said everything he could say that he could say legally. And then Tony Khan said, all right, we're going to put out the footage. Like, they're going to prove him wrong. And all it did is show that he did everything he said. And it made him look more relevant. It made them look stupid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
so
just crazy.
It just shows that, like, the Triple H and the staff that he has, and even Shawn Michaels, because Shawn Michaels is running NXT. Yeah. DX is running WWE. That's crazy. Who would have thought that 20 years ago?
It finally came.
They're on such a high level right now, and everything's going to AEW. Is like, oh my god, how can we compete with that? And they're just doing dumb shit. Same thing that happened with WCW after Eric Bischoff left.
I figure it out. That's all the time.
Fellas. Figure out or die.
Yep, that's it. Wrap everything up. Anybody got anything to close us out real quick? Anything to look for? Anything to watch? I know, Richard, you've been enjoying X-Men 97.
Oh, dude, the last episode was... We gotta be quick. Oh, God. We'll have to talk about it next week.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay.
Gambit better not be dead.
Because there's a new... Yeah, we got the new episode. I haven't seen the new episode today.
Bro,
so.
Watch. I don't know if I should spoil it, but the way... Don't. Dude, the last 30 seconds of that episode was fucking legit.
Last week's was amazing. I'll catch up.
I'll be caught up. I'm not. I've dropped the ball on that, and I've dropped the ball on Shogun.
I'm on the last episode, dude. I'm so hyped.
I still gotta watch that.
It's good.
Anything else we need to be looking out for in TV shows? Real quick.
I mean, next week we'll probably. TV shows. My bad. I was gonna say the NFL draft next week.
Oh yeah, we'll do something. We'll do some NFL draft stuff. Richard,
the day before.
Yeah, we'll do some draft talk, and we'll.
There's been some big talk about the Saints and Titans trading, so we'll see what happens.
Oh shit!
What draft do we need to redo? What do we need to look at?
Did we say 3 years or 5 years?
I can't remember.
I think it was 3 years.
Okay, three. I agree. So we'll look at the 2021 draft.
Ooh. Yeah, the COVID.
Does that sound right?
COVID draft.
2021
COVID draft. All right, that's going to be horrible. So we'll go back and look at it, and we'll talk a little X-Men 97 and football. And I'm glad we completely avoided all Masters talk because it was not good for your boy. Thank y'all for listening. Love ya. It's the mooches. Yeah. Oh my God.